Welcome to the Balanced Wellness Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Courtney Ciccoletti, your pharmacist turned functional medicine practitioner and integrative nutrition health coach. I'm on a mission to help others find alternative solutions to the chronic issues that far too often consume our lives. Balance is an individual journey that looks different for everyone. So on this show, I sit down with other leaders in the wellness space to discuss ways you can achieve it. We tackle topics like recovering from chronic illness, developing habits to improve mental health, and even how natural remedies like CBD can help aid in the healing process. It's time to find a solution to balance your wellness. Welcome back, everyone. Today, I am here with Dylan and Sammy Dreiling. They are the founders of Ananda Elixirs. Born from a love of natural wellness, Ananda Elixirs started in a small kitchen where founders Sammy and Dylan combined their passion for mushrooms and botanicals. What began as a simple experiment quickly evolved into a game-changing wellness beverage brand. Welcome, guys. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
We're so good.
Doing awesome. I'm really excited to chat with you guys today for you guys to talk about your product, which I love. Thank you, by the way. Strawberry is awesome, listeners, just saying. So what got you guys started? You started in the kitchen. Tell me more.
Yeah.
We've been working in the wellness industry for a long time, about 20 years combined. We both started very young. 18 or younger. And so we've always been passionate about health and fitness and wellness. And I was in the beauty industry as well. And we built a successful business in wellness, in a social marketing company. And over the last few years, we just kind of felt like the tides had turned and we were looking for something different. We wanted to be expanded. During the pandemic, our business really like took a crash, and we were kind of at the turning point of either choosing to rebuild and, you know, keep doing the same thing that we had been doing for a decade or try something new. And we both loved functional mushrooms. They really inspired both of us.
Yeah. We learned about functional mushrooms, through the documentary Fantastic Fungi on Netflix. Five or so years ago.
Yeah. And it brought us both to tears.
Yeah. Yeah. We were so connected to it. And so a couple of years later, you know, over the next couple of years from watching that documentary, we got into mushrooms more. We were learning about them, supplementing with functional mushrooms. I had a concussion and lion's mane helped me really heal from that. And then, you know,
I was like postpartum, tired, drained. And I went to a naturopath and she prescribed me with one thing for all my adrenals and my blood work and everything. And it was a functional mushroom supplement. So that it changed my life literally. So, you know, we both had these great experiences. We'd been working with products. We built a huge sales force. We were running $1 million organization. And, we decided like, what if we could make mushrooms fun? Because our experience had been either taking tinctures that tasted horrible or, you know, another capsule to the daily list of vitamins and supplements that was kind of boring. And
or chalky powders, you know.
Or chalky, gross powders. We had this idea. We had this conversation that went something along the lines of, what would we be doing if we were following our bliss? You know, sometimes when you're at those turning points in your life where you're like, what am I supposed to do next? Like, I want to follow my heart. I want to follow my calling. I want to follow my passion. I want to do something I love and enjoy that I feel like I'm adding back to the world and creating value for people. And we were at that turning point. And that conversation led us to, what if we started a mushroom company and made mushrooms delicious? And at the same time, what if we created a soda alternative with mushrooms that made a healthy soda alternative. So literally we got home from that little car ride and that inspiring talk. And we both just felt on fire and excited.
No idea how to do it.
We had no idea what we're doing.
No clue.
And we just started like buying stuff and started testing stuff and started like, we were not formulators, but we, we figured it out in the over the next few months, we figured it out and we started using it ourselves. We started to share it with some friends. And our friends loved it. We loved it. We felt amazing. We couldn't wait to drink our little mushroom soda. We started with cream soda and root beer. So we were drinking them every day. Our friends were drinking them every day. And everyone was like, you guys have to launch this. So another few weeks and boom, we brought it to market. And we started small, doing a lot of farmers markets and local events and little gatherings. And
we converted our one car garage into a production facility. We had like our one car garage was, it was already, we had a two car garage and a one car garage. The one car garage had epoxy floors and insulation and air conditioning. So we just like took everything out and like repurposed it basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've come a long way.
Yeah. That's amazing. I love it. Yeah. So when you guys started, you know, before you even started your company, you started using mushrooms, like talk about how they helped you and like what capacity, like really, mm-hmm. like how long did it take? Like where, you know, like what would your, did you start to educate yeah. yourself on mushrooms before you started using them? Like how did it all
yeah.
come into play?
Definitely the film, the Fantastic Fungi documentary. Like, I feel like that just opened us up so yeah. much too.
And I'm way more obsessive than Sammy is. So when I am interested in something, I just go to town and research it. So
yeah,
that's what I did for a couple of years. I was obsessed and I was buying mushroom powders and, you know, getting her to try anything that doesn't taste good. It's literally like pulling teeth and it would drive me crazy. I'm like, babe, I feel so good. Try this. She's like, no. Or if like she'd be taking a capsule and then, hey babe, did you take it? No. When was the last time you took it? Like a week ago, you know? So like it was, I'm feeling these benefits and I'm getting frustrated with her because she just doesn't remember to take it or she won't take it.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I got to make something that she will crave, that she will want to take so that I don't have to constantly remind her because I know how good these are for her. And I had experienced, so lion's mane is one of the best mushrooms out there. It's neuroregenerative. So it repairs brain cells. It increases cognitive function, reduces anxiety and depression. And after my concussion, she always gets after me. She's like, you're too dramatic about it. But I had COVID and I passed out and put my head through a wall. And I, you know, living in Arizona, I literally couldn't be in the sunlight for a few weeks and, you know, had a hard time walking around and it wasn't pleasant, had huge mood swings. So I was not myself. Yeah. And so I started taking lion's mane to try to heal that. And over time, over the course of a few weeks, I actually really noticed a difference. And that's when I knew that this was legit.
And for me, starting to take it was a generic like functional mushroom supplement with a bunch of different mushrooms. And I noticed that it was like day and night. Like it was like I was exhausted, tired, drained, unmotivated, like didn't feel like myself. And then I started taking those mushrooms every day. And within just a few days, it was like the light switch was back on. I was excited again. I was motivated. I felt like myself. I was getting up at like 4 or 5 a.m. I ended up writing a whole book and publishing a book in those first 9 months of starting to take them. Like I was on fire in my life. I felt so good again. And I feel like postpartum for a lot of moms, it, you know, everyone goes through those phases where you're like, wow, is this my new normal? Like, is this how I'm going to feel forever? Am I ever going to feel like myself again? And obviously it's this new self. You're going through this total rebirth. Mm-hmm. But I feel like for me, and I, you know, I've taken so many natural supplements and products and things.
You looked at our cupboard. It's ridiculous. The amount of money we've spent on supplements.
I feel like for me, functional mushrooms are the thing that made the most significant and noticeable differences the quickest.
Also out of anything without I've ever side taken. Effects, you know?
Yeah. So I feel like that's why we love them so much. Cause they, you know, most of them are very safe. There's more and more studies coming out about them. A lot of people can take them.
Yeah.
Whereas there's some other things like even ashwagandha, which is great.
Everyone's trying to take ashwagandha.
But like he can't take it because it makes him.
It makes me so irritable.
Me too.
Really?
It's so weird. And
interesting.
Yeah. A lot of people are, you know, people have even contacted us being like, you guys should make a product with ashwagandha. And we're like, I'm like, I will not because like he used to take it sometimes and I would be like, what is wrong with you today? And then we would always figure out that he took ashwagandha. Yeah. It just makes him so grumpy.
Yeah.
So it's nice because so far with our experience, with the studies we've researched, and also with our thousands of customers, we've had all great reviews and feedback of just, this makes me feel great and I love it and it makes me happy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it feels like the right product to bring to market, the right ingredients. And we really care about where we're sourcing the mushrooms from. They're all grown in the US organically on the natural substrate. They're tested, they're certified organic, like all of those things, so that we really know what we're putting in the product and what people are getting.
That was actually my next question for you, because that's my biggest thing as a former pharmacist and functional medicine practitioner. I like, not all supplements are created equal, as you know, and, you know, always going for a product that, you know, a company that stands behind their products, you know, even doing third party testing or clinical studies, you know, like some of these companies are really vested in their products and put them up against prescription medicine showing, hey, this works better than this. So really knowing, like, even like vetting your companies, like how did you even get started with that? Like knowing, like, hey, where do we go to even look for good mushrooms? Like, where do you even, where do you even begin that?
It's, so that's kind of my specialty, because I'm obsessive with this sort of thing. So my thing is, I'm hyper, critical of supplements. I look at so many, because like, and I was a former competitive weightlifter, and you know, in the sports supplement arena, I would be literally for hours and hours every week just scanning over all these products and just like, are these people, like, do they know anything about how to formulate supplements? Because either it's like too low dosages, or this isn't right, or this isn't right. And I always knew, I'm like, I want to have a supplement brand, because I know what I want and I know what's the best. And so when we started, I was super excited to dive in. And turns out there's a reason why nobody's ever done what we've done before. It's because it's not easy. You know, creating a super concentrated soda tincture is really difficult. I would say almost impossible given the current ingredients that are available on the market, especially for the sweeteners, if you want to do it naturally. So that was a huge, that was difficult. Especially, you know, sourcing the mushrooms, that was difficult as well, because.
And it's also like, we've gotten better as we,
we're like always improving,
made new connections with people who helped us find an even better source. So like, we're always trying to also improve and as we go. And I would love to be able to eventually do clinical trials. That would be so cool.
Yeah. And so, you know, what we eventually ended up at is we ended up finding this guy in Ventura, California. He owns his own mushroom brand. They're amazing. But they also manufacture. And we were talking to him, and he was like the biggest wealth of knowledge, like just so in alignment with us. His mom was actually the vegetarian chef for the Beatles. So he's super cool guy. And his name is actually Ananda.
His middle name is Ananda.
So it all just felt like super synchronistic. And he ended up telling us, he's like, okay, I have the best supply of mushrooms in the United States. And it's basically this company in Utah. And, you know, most of the brands out there, even if they say USA grown mushrooms, which is good because other countries don't have the same, you know, requirements for cleanliness and, you know, regulations. A lot of the companies that are using USA grown mushrooms, they're growing on oats and rice, which isn't the natural substrate they grow in the wild. So they're not necessarily going to be as nutrient dense. Another thing to recognize is that when you're spray drying the mushrooms to create a mushroom powder, you're destroying 70% of the beneficial compounds. You're destroying a lot of the very delicate fatty acids. You're, you know, some of the, like the more delicate compounds that come out in the alcohol extraction, they're being destroyed. So, you know, you're still getting stuff like beta glucans, but some of that can also be carryover from the oats, because oats are high in beta glucans. So that, you know, some companies will say, oh, third party tested for beta glucans, but how much of that is from the oats? And how much of that is from the mushrooms? Because there's a huge variety of different types of beta-glucans. Beta-glucans is just a categorization of a compound, right? So we learned all this, and really, I think that we have some of the best mushrooms on the planet here. Because basically what you're doing is you're getting the benefits of wild foraged mushrooms without the possible drawbacks of like contamination or heavy metals or that sort of thing. So that's we're very proud in kind of the quality of our mushrooms and where we source them from.
Yeah.
I love that. So kind of talk about some of the types of mushrooms that are in the elixir, and like, what are the benefits of like each one individually? Because I know that, I mean, I have had supplements before that, even from like reputable companies, there's one that I'm thinking of in general that is a plethora of mushrooms in one, and it's basically marketed for like immune function. And again, like, it's very funny when you start with mushrooms and adaptogenic herbs, like how ashwagandha, how some people can't tolerate some of those. So whether it's in a blend, you know, if there's, let's just say, 7 mushrooms in a blend, how do you know if maybe one of those you're reacting to or isn't, you know, okay? Because I know for me too, like taking blends of adaptogens when ashwagandha is in it, my anxiety goes from like 0 to 100. And all of a sudden I feel like I'm going to jump out of my skin. I'm like, what the heck is going on? But that's how I react to ashwagandha. And I've heard of that like in the pharmacy space coming from people, but rare, you know, it's not a common, it's not a common reaction.
Yeah. No. That's like me with CBD too. CBD makes me so anxious.
Whereas some people it does the opposite, right?
It depends too. And I've done a lot of work with CBD where it just depends on the cannabinoids. Like there's so many cannabinoids in different tinctures. It depends on, you know, what, there's THC that can absolutely affect people in a negative way where, you know, there's other ones that are more focused on like anxiety.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, that's the thing. So, you know, our product has 4 mushrooms in it.
We have 2 products.
Well, we have 2 products. Yeah.
First divide that.
And I'll go through those. But, you know, when we were looking at formulating the product, I was looking at other products on the market and I was, you know, seeing like, there's a delicate balance because there's some products that have like 11 mushrooms in 2 capsules and you're not going to get enough of each mushroom to have an efficacious dose. And that really bothers me. Like one of the mushroom supplements she was taking had like 14 mushrooms in it. I'm like, babe, these are 2 capsules. Like you're not getting, you know, what you need. Yeah. Whereas what's interesting is so cordyceps is
but
one of
our- It still works. That's the thing, right?
But you're not getting the full effect, right? So, you know, cordyceps is one of our mushrooms in our super shroom soda tincture. And what's interesting about cordyceps is it has something called cordyceptin in it. And cordyceptin increases the ATP of the cells. It also increases the oxygen uptake of the cells. So it increases your VO2 max, great for athletic performance. However, there's been a lot of anecdotal evidence to suggest that taking even a little bit too much cordyceptin has the opposite effect of giving you energy. It actually makes you feel more tired and drained.
Interesting.
So, you know, there's people out there who are, you know, buying cordyceps powder from a reputable source and they're just thinking, oh yeah, shovel that in my protein shake. Let's see how it feels. And they feel like garbage.
Yep.
And the reason is because you're overdosing yourself. So our 4 mushrooms in our shroom soda elixir is we have obviously lion's mane, great for cognitive health, mental clarity, anti-anxiety, antidepressive. We have turkey tail. So turkey tail is great for the immune system. Very, very, very low side effects. I mean, I don't even know if any side effects associated with turkey tail. It's used in Japan and Korea with cancer treatment because it improves the immune response, increases killer cells and T cells, increases the cell turnover rate so that dead cells can get cleaned out of the body. We have cordyceps, as I mentioned, for athletic performance. And then we have reishi. Now, reishi is an adaptogen. It's pretty mild. So it's great at balancing cortisol levels, hormones. It can help you sleep better. It can detoxify the liver, improve skin and complexion. So we have those 4 mushrooms. I didn't want to go over 4 because I wanted to make sure there was enough of each mushroom per serving, but I wanted enough variety so that you're almost getting like a mushroom multivitamin. You're getting a good range of benefits, right? Because I remember when we're doing events and people are like, oh, so which flavor has which mushroom? I'm like, no, they all have all 4. You get all the benefits. You just get to choose the flavors. You don't have to, you know, choose, oh, well, I only have enough money for this benefit this month, right? It's like you're getting all of them.
Yeah, like a lot of companies, they'll have, you know, 1 product for immunity, 1 product for energy, 1 product for focus. Whereas ours is, we kind of say energy, calm, focus.
Yeah.
And immune support, but.
And immune support was huge.
Yeah.
Because we have 2 kits. And they were coming home sick every single week. And it was so annoying, you know? And so I was like, I was taking mushrooms originally because I did not want to get sick. I was so tired of getting sick. And what's funny is once we start the company, we have the product, we're giving it to our kids because obviously they love drinking healthy soda. We all stopped getting sick. That's knock on wood, the kids didn't get sick.
They got sick one time. Within a year, within a whole year, they were sick in November. We started the company. They were sick once in March, and then they weren't sick again until that next November. Yeah. So,
and still today, like, you know, they're in full on school.
And that's even like a cold. That's like anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. For sure.
Yeah.
So. So that was great. And then we also have another brand new product.
Brand new.
It's awesome. Limited edition right now, but if everyone loves it, so people have to give us their feedback on it. Then maybe we'll make it permanent, but it's called Glow For It. And it's 2 mushrooms. It's tremella mushroom and chaga mushroom. So Tremella is known as the beauty mushroom, and it is really good for collagen support and antioxidants and skin health. So that's brand new. And then we also have chaga, which is super, super high in antioxidants and also has lots of other benefits. But
chaga has 1,400 times the antioxidants of blueberries. Wow. 1,400 times more antioxidants.
Wow. Yeah. So crazy. Yeah. So that one is we have black cherry flavor. So the other product we have, cream soda, root beer, vintage cola, lemon lime, and strawberry cream. And then in the new glow for it, we have the black cherry, and we have a special set called the glow soda bundle where you get the cola and the cream soda of shroom soda. And then you get the black cherry glow for it, and you can mix the cola with the cherry for a cherry cola. You can mix the cherry with the vanilla for a vanilla cherry, or you can also mix the cola with the vanilla for a vanilla cola. So that's a really fun bundle to play with. That is a really good discount too. You get the three bottles for $100. So,
and each bottle has 30 servings. So it's, you know, it goes a long way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So is there anybody that can't have this? Is there anybody that should avoid this?
Yeah. Well, anyone who's pregnant, you know, ask your doctor, because, you know, we always say that when people ask us, people who are on blood thinning medications, some of these.
Or blood pressure medications. Yeah. We always recommend asking your doctor, or somebody with a very, very, very severe, autoimmune condition, mm-hmm. because it can help the immune system boost.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that those people are talking to their doctor. And then also,
if you have epilepsy or seizures,
because lion's mane can help activate the brain. We want to make sure that that's not making that.
Like
worse.
I had a good friend of mine his daughter has epilepsy, and, but there's lots of different kinds. So she was on medication to calm down the brain. Lion's mane stimulates the brain and stimulates neuroregeneration. So we thought lion's mane should help. It did the opposite. So, you know, just those conditions, we recommend ask a doctor, talk to a doctor, you know.
Or if you have any other concerns, always obviously ask your doctor.
But generally these mushrooms are very safe.
Yeah. Like we also have on our website, we have links to lots of studies for each mushroom. So people can always use that as a resource, because there's some really interesting studies that have come out, and there's always more studies coming out about these mushrooms. So it's really exciting to see the category grow and the support of it grow as well.
Yep.
Yeah. Tell me, and I don't know if this is even the same thing, like what is when we talk about like microdosing of mushrooms? I don't know much about that. I know that I have a lot of like clients, potential clients that mention it, that talk about it. That's like, hey, I do this, or I'm interested in it, and I don't know much about it. Is that like, are they the same types of mushrooms that are in the elixirs, or are they completely different?
No, microdosing is with psychedelic mushrooms.
Usually, people are talking about.
Yeah, you're not microdosing with functional mushrooms because you're not going to get a high enough dose. We don't have any psychedelic mushrooms in our product. Nothing like that. Even though we're switching our branding. We were Super Shroom Soda. We're now Shroom Soda. So people are like, oh, are you psychedelic? No, we're not. It's just a fun name. But
we could trademark.
But there are some benefits associated with microdosing. You know, it's been shown to increase cognition, reduce anxiety and depression. What psilocybin does is it disconnects neuropathways. And so like worn out neuropathways in the brain, habitual ways of thinking, of being, it basically decouples that while the compound is circulating through the bloodstream. And so what people describe it as is it's like getting a fresh coat of snow, you know, in the winter, kind of just like smooths things out and gives
you get to make your own new track.
Exactly. So
I think that there's a lot more science and things getting approved to do that kind of work, even on a higher dose with a therapist. And I think that that could be very good for certain people.
Yeah.
Maybe not for everybody. I think that you probably have to be ready for it and want to do it and be open to it and have the right intentions going into it. But people do say that microdosing, where they're taking a very small amount of the psilocybin mushroom, it's like you're not hallucinating, you're not getting high, you're not going to have those kind of psychoactive effects. But people do say that they can kind of create new associations in their life and you know, feel calmer. I know that there's like a whole movement of microdosing moms that helps them with being a better mom and not being so reactionary and, mm-hmm. and being maybe more happy. But I think that, you know, it has to be for the right person with the right intention and the right support around it.
Absolutely. And I look at it too, like even just you clearing that up, because a lot of people just don't know if they don't know, you know. I'll compare it again to CBD, something that I've worked closely with, you know, in my past years in the pharmacy. And, you know, it's people, when they hear something like CBD, they instantaneously think of marijuana, getting high, dispensaries, like completely different scene of taking a cannabinoid that doesn't have any properties to get high, but just has all of the great antioxidant, anti-inflammatory benefits, just like, you know, how you're talking about functional mushrooms, you know, down to the cellular level, are helping the body regenerate and energy and all of that, which is amazing. But microdosing mushrooms, completely different situation than looking at somebody, you know, dabbling in a, you know, more invasive plant of marijuana, basically. So it's kind of the same idea, but to clear it up for people, because you don't want people to hear mushrooms and think, well, wait, what is that? You know, like people, sometimes people don't know if they don't know. And just knowing that there's so many great benefits, like just health and wellness benefits from functional mushrooms. Yeah. I think that your product is awesome. I love it.
Thank you.
The taste is amazing. So explain to everybody how you do it. So it comes in a tincture bottle, and how do you mix it?
Yeah. So it's just in a little 2 ounce tincture bottle. And basically there's 30 full size sodas in every bottle. You just open the top and you put 2 full droppers and 12 ounces of liquid. And there you go. Your own healthy soda.
Yeah. If you want it to be bubbly like a soda, you put it in sparkling water. So we use a soda stream at home. But you can use whatever sparkling water that you want. And it's so fun. You get to mix and match flavors. You can also make delicious mocktails with them. Our orders come with a free mocktail book. We have 12 recipes in there. And right now I'm obsessed with making holiday mocktails with like a splash of pure cranberry juice and a little squeeze of lime juice, some sparkling water, and our cream soda and lemon lime elixirs are really, really good for mocktails. So it's also really great for people who are trying to maybe avoid alcohol, or who are sober or sober curious. We do have alcohol in the tincture. That's part of the extraction process of the mushrooms. But when you mix it into a drink, it's considered non-alcoholic. It's 0.23% alcohol.
So it's half that of orange juice.
Less than a non-alcoholic beverage, which is 0.5% in North America. So, you know, depending on obviously how strict someone wants to be, it's a really great alternative to mindful functional drinks as well.
Awesome. Well, I thank you guys so much for being on today. We will have all of your information in the show notes too for people to purchase. But I thank you guys for being on. Such great information. And I hope you guys have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much for having us.
Appreciate this conversation so much.
Thank you so much for listening to the Balanced Wellness Solutions podcast. Please leave a 5-star review if anything in this show spoke to you, or share this show with a friend to spread the word and help others find the balance they may also be searching for. Make sure to follow along with me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Dr. Courtney with a K, Ciccoletti, or check out my website at www.wellness-solutions.co to find out how we can possibly work together. Be well.